Good morning, everyone. Just from one sweet guest to another sweet guest, we are here joined by Jed Parsons in the studio.
How you going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very good. Sorry, my daughter Luca is playing with your microphone.
No, that's okay. You know what? You know what, Luca? That's fine. You do what you got to do, you know?
Luca, who have we got here? Get away with it? Yeah. Gosh, we're of course talking to all things tour, all things brunch. How do you feel?
Oh, how about it? yeah, I keep forgetting that I'm on the brunch release tour because I released it like however long ago that was,
February.
3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to actually mention it at the shows and try and sell some effing merch. But yeah, that's what's happening.
How did brunch come about? What was, I guess, the process like for making and releasing this album?
What's that, Luca? Oh, Luca's chiming in with something else.
She likes the stickers.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so brunch, it was a long time coming. I released Midnight Feast first. Mm-hmm. Luca's just started all of a sudden being chatty at the time, and it would be quite good for her to be quiet.
That's all good.
Yeah, no, I just did sort of the same thing. I went up to the surgery studios in Wellington, worked mm-hmm. with Lee Preble, who's worked with the Phoenix Foundation and mm-hmm. Nudge and all sorts of bands that I just absolutely love. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was sort of different this time. I recorded most of the instruments myself, got the occasional session musician. But yeah, the first time around we recorded very live with mm-hmm. with my wonderful band for Midnight Feast. And this time I just like playing drums too much, so I fired them for the week. And then
just smashed the drums out.
Smashed it out, yeah. Nice. Which was really fun, a very different process. Mm-hmm. But yeah, really fun to build the tracks from the ground up. And
nice. Yeah. I have to ask about a social media thing you did where you had like angels over your shoulder, like Anna Connington and Hans Puckett.
Yeah.
I just want to ask, I don't know, like how did you come up with that? Explain the mind. Well, I was so baffled.
I think if there's one thing I hate, it's like sort of, hey, Luca, sort of like contrivedness or, you know, this whole, I mean, I'm guilty of it because we all have to sell tickets because it's what we do for a living, but this whole tickets are selling fast, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's really funny for me anyway to kind of break that down and go, hey, I haven't sold any tickets for the show coming up. Can you please buy? So I had, Anna Coddington, Callum Devlin from Hans Puckett and Ben Sinclair from the Beths all being angels on my shoulder saying, don't worry, Jed, nobody buys pre-sales in Auckland. You're going to be just fine. Just crack up because Ben's just sold, the Beths have just sold out Whammy, the exact venue I was playing at about 10 times in a row. Yeah. Anyway.
It's very funny. You definitely have a refreshing air of authenticity across all your social medias that I really like. Because, I agree. Sometimes you go to someone and you're like, look, I understand it's the game, it's the hustle, you got to do it. But like, you go to the Facebook page and you're like, you didn't. Did you write, you either didn't write this or you wrote it hoping no one would think you wrote it, you know? Like, so yeah, even with, which we'll talk about as well, you have a music video out for Movie Night, which you've written that it's a song for people as feel as though they have to pretend they know what's going on in a Christopher Nolan film, but really it's a love song at heart, which I very much appreciated because I have a lot of friends like that in my life, and I'm sure I was that person at one point. How was it, I guess, taking something that you've created sonically and then kind of putting it into a visual format?
Well, so I was so lucky to have a bunch of ARTA students from the broadcasting school make that video. Mm-hmm. And most of my music videos, I have a heap of creative input and like I kind of generally have an idea of how it's going to go and mm-hmm. and the wonderful videographers and whatnot put it together for me. But for this one, they came up with the concept because I think it was like an assessment or something. I was just more than happy just to be like,
you guys
have got full... Like they showed me some work that I'd already done, mm-hmm. and they were like, if you've got any input that you want to have or whatever. But I saw the work that these wonderful students had done. I was like, nah, you guys are gonna be great.
You guys are still nice.
And I was lucky. Yeah, I think they were just so great to work with. There's mm-hmm. A bunch of cats who it'll you know, there's at least four names to remember, and I'm going to be hopeless at this time in the
Liam
morning.
Craig, there we go. Helena Bowater, Sam Everdon, Olivia Harvey, and Rosie Burdett.
There we go. Well, yeah, Rosie was the co-star.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they're all out in the industry now doing wonderful things, and yeah, I'm very much looking forward to working with them again. But yeah, they just nailed my vibe, which is, you know, it was maybe like slightly more slapstick than a few of my other things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they just totally got it, and it was it was bloody great. They the humour in it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Go amazing. Check it out, everybody, on my social media. Blah, blah, blah.
Love to hear it.
And speaking of visual as well, I have to say, I love the cover art for Brunch. It's one of my favourite cover arts I've seen. Just the stock image, a group of young professionals enjoying brunch. Again, what was the kind of thought process behind this? Because it's just fantastic.
It probably actually plays into that same mindset of, like, you know, things being too overthought, and I'm sounding like a cynical person. I love most things, but I love taking the piss out of most things as well.
And that's not to say they're bad, but it's flattery. I'm making fun of you
exactly.
In a loving way. Yeah.
I think because at the moment there's a real trend, you know, and it's cool, like a super lo-fi, you know, like it's been going on for a while, you know, like you know, like people's album art that's just like an old shitty car,
and that's it,
which is really, really cool. And I wanted to go down that route, but I was like, I've always got this theory that you kind of have to be ahead of a trend if you want to stand out. So I was like, okay, maybe it's going to flip the complete other way and go like super, you know, super sharp, super flashy imagery.
Yeah.
And so yeah, found the most stock-looking cafe we could find, and shot that very silly cover.
Amazing. Nice.
I love it.
You're, of course, playing the Loons Theatre very soon, alongside your party, Bexy and Goodwill. What can we expect from that, just to round everything off? Because, I mean, we're here to talk about the tour, but there's so many other things we want to talk about too.
It's just going to be a mammoth night. Yeah, me and three other artists that I respect so much. As you said, Yurt Party, Goodwill and Bexy all just doing absolutely fantastic things in the local scene, and they're about to blow up on a bigger scene as well. Our set is going to be, we've got the five-piece back together. Last time we played was Single Fin Mingle, which was loose as a goose. There was stage diving, there was live toast being made right there on stage being
Love
thrown
that.
Into the crowd. So we might have toast again, who knows.
That's good. Sometimes you need a bit of carbs when you're in the crowd, you know?
Exactly.
Get your energy up.
I was there for the cleanup. We got through like three big loaves of toast, not a single bit of toast on the ground after that.
Wow, that's
gobbled
good.
Up.
I will say that is much more tame compared to You went in a car. that's very sweet.
Luca, what do you want to have for breakfast? Where do you want to go?
To Old McDonald's.
She wants to go to Old McDonald's for breakfast.
Oh.
Yeah.
We talked to Spanky a few weeks ago, and the band he used to be in used to throw meat into the audience. Just like sausages. Apparently one time they threw a whole rotisserie chicken into the crowd.
That was the
hook of their people would go to their live shows. I wonder if they'll throw the meat. So I feel like
something together, so you've got sausages and bread finally.
Yeah, there you
know,
go. You could it'd be a little sausages on stage.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, that's magic. I guess it would be as vegetarianism and veganism is slowly taking over, it might be slightly more controversial.
That's what he said. He was like, I don't think I could do that anymore.
It's the end of the band.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. You guys can head on down to the Loons this Saturday. Just go to Jed Parsons' Facebook page or the social medias or undertheradar.co.nz to get your tickets. He's playing alongside Bexy, Goodwill and Yurt Party, so it's sure to be a wonderful time.
Yes, thank you, Luca, for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
And only
no
Luca.
Say no. Good girl.
Oh.
That's the one.
Thank you.